Suns Week in All. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nesta sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the September 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. There will be plenty of action on the track on Friday at the last Diamond League meet of the year in Doha. Olympic 1500-meter champion Faith Kipyegon will be chasing her fourth victory in the Diamond League series when she lines up in the 800-meter race Friday in Doha. Kipyegon, who's from Kenya, has three victories already in the shortened Diamond League circuit, having won the 1000-meter race in Monaco and Brussels last month, before returning to her 1500-meter favorite and winning in Ostrava this month. For the Tula Press in the Qatari capital, Kipyegon will face off with former 800-meter champion Eunice Sum and compatriot Emily Rotich, Uganda's Winnie Nanyondo, and Ethiopia's Alemu Habitam. World 1500-meter champion Timothy Cheruiyot also faces a stunt test in the 800-meter from fellow Kenyans Ferguson Rotich and Wycliffe Kinyamal, alongside Eric Sawinski of the United States of America and Gillis Elliott of Great Britain. World and Commonwealth Games 5000-meter champion Helen Obiri will seek to bounce back after mixed performance in two race meetings in Monaco and Stockholm last month. The Kenyan runs the 3,000-meter event in Doha and faces a competitive field, which includes world 3,000-meter steeplechase champion and record holder Beatrice Chepkoech, Africa 15,000-meter champion Winnie Chebet, world under 25,000-meter champion Beatrice Chebet, and world 10,000 bronze medalist Agnes Tirop.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Football was banned in Ghana back in March after the country recorded its first cases of coronavirus. But the wait is over now after restrictions on contact sports were lifted. As the game returns, Yao Fosulabi has been finding out how various stakeholders are dealing with the situation.
Football in Ghana was halted in March this year due to the coronavirus pandemic. And after a long 5-month waiting game for football to return, the wait is finally over. It is welcome news for the Ghana football fraternity. The game that has long been left unattended to is confirmed to be on its way back to local match centres. Head coach of Techiman 11 Wonders Football Club, Ignatius Osefosu, is one of those with open arms as the league returns. He says the fans have wanted this for so long.
Very, very excited because we always love to do our job, and for us it is fun doing our job. So for more than 6 months, if you have not gone to do something you love, then it becomes very, very problematic. But here we are today, going to start training and possibly start playing football. We love it.
Thomas Duya is assistant coach of Ashanti Gold, one of Ghana's Premier League sides, and was counting on the league's resumption to aid his side's CAF Confederations Cup campaign.
Professional player there.
As a professional player, the more you train, the more you get consistent. So you should be ready for any competition, even if you have 1 month to train. Clubs must put measures in place so their players are ready for any competition.
But despite the president's permission to allow the Ghana Premier League and the Division 1 clubs to play official games, there are concerns. There are those who feel that football's return will be too costly to manage. The clubs will have to facilitate the health protocols for officials and footballers. The Ghana Football Association will need to provide the required environments for games to be played safely without major health concerns. However, there's a solution already provided. According to the Presidential Advisor to Health, Dr. Anthony Nsiasari, governments will absorb the necessary costs of the tests that are required for games to be played safely. Another concern is the short period the clubs will have to prepare for the league's resumption. Frimpong Manson is former head coach of Kumasi Asante Kotoko and now head coach of Nkranza Warriors. He believes a minimum of 2 months' preparation would have allowed the clubs to prepare adequately.
From my understanding of football, it's not feasible. If we look at, for instance, we've stayed home for 6 months, and now, even under the normal off-season holidays, it's about 4 to 6 weeks. And then preparation will start maybe, let's give ourselves 2 months to get a proper preparation. And for me, so if we can start, it should be somewhere in November.
For the players' perspective, the exercises done during the no football period will come in handy. Accra Hearts of Oak midfielder Emmanuel Nete is one of the ready ones.
I would speak for myself, because personally, before I joined Hearts of Oak, there were so many news going about me being at home for almost a year. But then by God's grace, I just hit the ground running. I've been keeping shape ever since we got home. And I believe most of my colleagues are doing the same. So we're just going to need a week or two. And I believe we can just take off from where we left in the last season. I'm not terrified at all, because I believe measures are going to be put in place for the resumption of the league. And I believe in our aspect. So once the government, and I believe they took that into serious consideration before we were given the go-ahead for football to resume. So I believe everything is going to be put in place. Protocols are going to be observed, and then we can actually enjoy our soccer once again.
Whatever the scenario, Ghana football is back, and the fanfare is just about to begin for the new season. For the sunny side of sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. To more football news, Kai Havertz, who just joined Chelsea in a $90 million deal, scored a hat-trick as the Blues thrashed Barnsley 6-0 to reach the Carabao Cup fourth round. They were the 21-year-old German international's first goals for the club after arriving from Bayer Leverkusen earlier this month. English striker of Nigerian descent Tammy Abraham had put the Blues ahead. Rose Barkley and Olivier Giroud were also on target as Frank Lampard's side eased through at Stamford Bridge. A Christian Fuchs angle and a pocket finish by British striker of Ghanaian descent Eddie Nketiah gave Arsenal a victory over Leicester City and set up a potential Carabao Cup fourth round tie-up against Liverpool. Everton defeated Fleetwood Town 5-2 in the Carabao Cup third round, while Newcastle United moved just one win away from reaching the quarterfinals following a 7-0 win against Morecambe at the Mazuma Arena. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Lewis Hamilton has been named in Time Magazine's list of the world's 100 most influential people this year. The Mercedes driver said he was quote-unquote proud to be included in the list, which also includes tennis star Naomi Osaka and athlete Alison Felix. Time's profile of Hamilton is written by Bubba Wallace, the only black driver in the American NASCAR stock car series, who described Hamilton as quote-unquote an inspiration for everyone and whose activism has moved the world. Hamilton brought international attention to the Black Lives Matter movement through his advocacy on social media and as Formula One's most high-profile figure and its only black driver. The 35-year-old is poised to equal and then break the all-time Formula One win record held by Michael Schumacher. The world champion is on 90 victories, one shot of the German's mark, and can equal it at this weekend's Russian Grand Prix.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Former Chicago Bears star Gale Sayers, considered one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL despite a career cut short by knee injuries, has died at the age of 77 after living with dementia. Known as the Kansas Comet, Sayers became the youngest player ever inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1977 at just 34 years old, despite playing just 7 seasons all with the Bears. Born in Wichita, Kansas, the 5-time All-Pro averaged 5 yards per carry for his career, twice led the league in rushing, including in 1969 after suffering tears in his right knee late in the previous season. A major injury to Sayers' left knee in 1970 was too much for him to overcome, and he retired in 1971, finishing his career with 4,956 rushing yards, 39 touchdowns, and an average of 5 yards per carry. He was also named to the 1960s All-Decade Team, the 50th Anniversary All-Time Team, the 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, and the 100th Anniversary All-Time Team. Here on the Sunny Side of Sports, we'd like to express our deepest condolences to his family, friends, and relatives. May Sayers' soul be at peace. I'm Prince Nestor, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Moving on to the NBA, 20-year-old Tyler Herro scored a Heat rookie record 37 points, while Jimmy Butler had 24, as Miami beat the Boston Celtics 112-109 points on Wednesday night in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Herro's offensive outburst also marked a record for most points by a rookie in the conference finals. Goran Dragic added 22 and Bam Adebayo had 20 points and 12 rebounds to help the Heat take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. They can close it out Friday night in Game 5. Jason Tatum scored all 28 of his points in the second half for the Celtics as they erased a double-digit deficit to take 1-point lead in the fourth, then saw the Heat run away again. Jaylen Brown scored 21 points. Kemba Walker added 20. Gordon Hayward had 14. Marcus Smart finished with 10 points and 11 assists. Game 4 of the Western Conference Finals between Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets takes place on Thursday. The Lakers lead the series 2-1. Dave Ferry with the Associated Press gives us a preview.
The Nuggets watched a 20-point fourth-quarter lead trimmed to 4 in the waning moments of Game 3. That's when their veteran leadership, led by Paul Millsap, allowed them to weather the storm, according to Nuggets forward Michael Porter Jr.
It was different guys at different times. We got a lot of pretty mature dudes on our team, and we don't let ourselves get too down. So there's different voices in the timeouts and huddles. Last night, like you said, I think Paul said something. But yeah, we all try to stay pretty positive even in those moments when teams go on runs.
And why shouldn't Denver have been confident in the closing minutes on Tuesday? This is the same team that has stormed back from 3-1 deficits in the previous 2 playoff rounds. I'm Dave Ferry.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning struck again in the 3rd game of the National Hockey League Stanley Cup Championship. Left wing Steven Stamkos led off the scoring in the 5-2 win against the Dallas Stars. Stamkos, who left the game early because of an injury, had this to say about the win.
It was amazing to be part of a huge win for us. And, I was just really happy to obviously contribute in a game that I didn't play too much.
The puck drops on Game 4 of the series Friday night in Edmonton, Alberta.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Paris Saint-Germain forward Angel Di Maria has been banned for 4 matches for his role in a bad-tempered French league defeat by Marseille on 13th of September. The 32-year-old Argentina international, who was one of the 7 PSG players to test positive for coronavirus before the season, was accused of spitting at Marseille defender Alvaro Gonzalez during a match in which 5 players were also sent off after a late brawl. PSG's Neymar, Leandro Paredes, and Lavin Kurzawa, and Marseille's Jordan Amavi and Dario Benedetto were also dismissed during the mayhem. The video assistant referee chose not to take action against Di Maria at the time of the incident with Gonzalez, and he played the full game as champions PSG lost 1-0.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Jim Stevenson joins us now with more news on the Tour de France, the US, Italian, and French Open tournament.
Amazing but surreal. It's been a lot of hard work.
American golfer Bryson DeChambeau has powered his way to a Grand Slam title, winning the U.S. Open at Winged Foot in New York.
As difficult as this golf course was presented, I played it beautifully. Even when I got in the rough, I was still able to manage my game and hit it to correct sides of the greens.
DeChambeau is of the new generation of power hitters, looking to send a golf ball farther than their predecessors. His strategy worked on a course where accuracy is at a premium, winning by 6 shots and the only player to finish under par amid pandemic protocols.
I felt like it was an opportunity, not a lost year at all. I felt like it was an opportunity to do something great, change my lifestyle, make it healthier, make it better. And I hope this inspires everybody else to do the same.
Tour de France cycling rookie Tadej Pogacar of UAE Team Emirates stunned the cycling world by winning the 117-year-old event in Paris. With a yellow face mask to match the race winner's yellow jersey, the 22-year-old Pogacar stood atop the podium as the second youngest Tour de France winner, youngest winner since World War II, and the first from Slovenia.
This is incredible, standing here in Paris and on the top. I never thought of that, and it's been an amazing 3-week adventure.
Irish rider Sam Bennett won the prestigious final sprint on the Champs-Élysées, giving him his second stage win at this tour. He also won the race's green jersey, awarded for picking up the most points in sprints during and at the finish of stages.
These are the biggest tournaments we have on our tour, ATP Tour.
Novak Djokovic of Serbia further extended his big titles lead after he clinched a record-breaking 36th ATP Masters 1000 crown with his 5th Italian Open title.
Grand Slams are obviously Grand Slams, but they are part of our season, but not part of the ATP Tour. So obviously the 1000 Masters events are as important as it gets on the tour, and these are the events where I want to perform my best other than Grand Slams and the World Tour Finals.
His 7-5, 6-3 victory over Diego Schwartzman of Argentina in the Rome Final means the world number one moves three big titles ahead of Spaniard Rafael Nadal, who he previously tied for the most Masters 1000 trophies won, and four clear of Swiss great Roger Federer.
Even after 15 years being on the tour, I still am as motivated to get my hands on the trophy. I mean, this is what I work for as much as anybody else really on the tour.
After Djokovic was disqualified from the U.S. Open for unintentionally hitting a line judge with a tennis ball during an outburst, he again ran afoul of the officiating in Rome, although not to the extent as in New York.
You didn't understand what I said when I got the warning? I deserve the warning. No, let's keep it that way. I didn't say nice things in my language.
Players and fans had a bonus in the semifinals and final when 1,000 spectators were allowed to watch in person.
Yeah, it was nice to play in front of the crowd. There's a lot of children, which I love. I love seeing kids. Traditionally, this tournament brings a lot of young people and a lot of children, which is very nice to see. Actually, out of restricted 1,000 limited number of people that could access the court, today you had, you know, half maybe, or maybe one quarter, you had young people and children, which is fantastic to see.
Having at least some seats filled gave Djokovic added motivation.
As the time passes by, the tougher it gets. You know, obviously I'm not super fresh and young as I maybe was 5-10 years ago, but I still feel physically really good and I love playing in Rome, you know, and I always want to do well here, and I feel great support and great energy from the crowd.
And there's more to look forward to.
French Open, you know, I was very glad to hear that there's going to be a crowd as well. I understood that the first decision was to have 11,500, if I'm not mistaken, and then they took it down only to 5,000 and only to one court. You know, I just hope that we are going to be able to finish the season with all the tournaments we have in the calendar.
Djokovic says he's just happy tennis is being played.
It's great that we get to play the tournament at all. I mean, considering the conditions in Italy and worldwide, it's good that we get a chance, and even in front of the crowd today.
Doubts do exist for later tournaments.
I heard that Moscow is going to get canceled. You know, London as well is under question mark with everything that is going on in Great Britain. It's just out of the control of everyone, I mean, involved in tennis and sports, and it's just you have to follow what the government is requiring you to do, and we're just hoping we can play, you know, even if it's in front of an empty stadium. Okay, we'll take that.
Simona Halep of Romania added the elusive Italian Open title to her tennis resume.
I'm really, really happy that I could win this trophy. It was my wish, actually, to have it. After so many years playing well here, finally I could win it. It's a great feeling, and the way I played this week, it was good.
She claimed the title when 2019 champion and Czech opponent Karolina Pliskova retired midway through the final with a left thigh injury.
It's not nice to give up during a final. I feel sorry for her injury and fast recovery, because she has a Grand Slam ahead.
Pliskova said her body just couldn't go the distance.
In the end of the week, you are always tired, no matter if you go all the way or if you just lose in the final. But it's been a long week with a lot of practices, a lot of matches and hard matches. I think I played all the girls, which are just specialists for clay, so that make me just feel like a little more tired, and of course maybe not the best preparation for clay, because there was obviously not that much time for it. Then my body was maybe not ready for that many matches in a row.
But she's happy just to be playing.
This season is a little weird and strange, so I think no matter how you really do in the tournament, I think it's just great to compete and to play. So, and I made final, which was not, you know, like till last year, was not really making any quarterfinals here and semifinals. So I think it's a great still achievement. And of course, just to see some people, some spectators there was nice. So just that it's good that tennis is back.
And hoping to rebound for the French Open.
I feel like I played some good tennis here. I beat good players, and I really played the way I want to play. So I hope just to bring this to French Open.
And that wraps up the September 24th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Baru. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta sitting in for Sun Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this
music, balance it. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past.
And talking about women's issues, it's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with our voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.